The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and he journeyed to another village. The Gospel of the Lord. So these two brothers, James and John, really a hot character. Once the people didn't want to accept them, asked from heaven, burn the whole village. And this is how we are also at times. We want to kill also those who are against us. Today, the entrance antiphon quote from Luke chapter 4 and 18 says, "The Spirit of God is upon me. He has anointed me. He sent me to bring good news to the poor and to heal the heartbroken." Saint Mother Teresa always says, in all the time, beginning of her message to the people, she says, "Who are the poor? We thought those who have house, food to eat." She said, "No. The loneliness of a person is the poorest." So we are sent as Christians to heal the world, not to give money, to share your compassion with one another. That's the most important thing. People need more our concern and care more than your money. It helps, but ultimately, the heart needs care. We need to share. We are called. The Spirit of God is upon me and anointed me and sent me to bring good news to the poor, to the lonely people, and to heal the brokenhearted. At times, we do not know how to give the answer to the people who need it. But they need to be heard, be understood. That's more important. Give your heart, being with the person with you. You don't need the answer. They don't need your answer. They need your care. Everybody has their own answer. The Holy Spirit in each one of us is different. You might teach them lots of things, but it's for you, not for that person. At times, we have to do too much. You have to respect the space of the other person. You just give your knowledge. It's yours, but not his or hers. God's plan is different for one another. Our task is to be with. We are companion. We are Christ. He accompanied the whole group. Jesus does not teach except on occasion when he needs. Jesus always just stay with the people. Let's go to rest. Always not to talk. To talk is not the beast of Jesus. His life, being with the people, share what he has. This is the life of Jesus, and this is the way we have to learn from him.